Hello and welcome to Quadriga. Sexual predators in the Catholic Church have destroyed the lives of countless people around the globe. And church authorities who knew about the abuse routinely denied it and sought to cover it up. Now, after being forced to acknowledge sexual abuse of children, Pope Francis has admitted that nuns were also victims of clerical sexual violence. The admission comes at a critical moment for the church. Next Thursday, the Vatican will host a conference on sexual abuse by clerics. Pope Francis will be meeting with bishops from around the world to discuss ways of preventing such abuse. Demands are growing louder for substantial reforms. Abuse of power. A church in denial? That's our topic this week on Quadriga. And here to help us break it down, we have three well-informed journalists. Philip Gessler is editor with the German religious affairs magazine Zeitzeichen. He says the sexual abuse scandal in the Catholic Church is a wake-up call for the institution to globally reform itself. Also with us, my fellow anchor at DW News, Amrita Chima. Amrita grew up in India and attended convent schools run by Catholic nuns. She says, if the church is to remain relevant, it needs to protect the survivors of abuse, not the perpetrators. And finally, it's my pleasure to welcome Claudia Keller, an editor with another German religious affairs magazine called Christmon. Claudia believes the problem of sexual abuse is so fundamental that it has the power to destroy the church. Well, thank you all for being with us today. It's a difficult topic, and I'm looking forward to hearing your insights. Let's start by talking about the latest bombshell to hit the church. We now have an admission from the Pope for the first time, from Pope Francis, that nuns have been victims of sexual violence by clerics. The revelations of rape and systematic exploitation are not new, but the Pope's acknowledgement is unprecedented. How important is this admission? I'd like to start with you, Claudia. What's the significance of the Pope now acknowledging that nuns have been victims of sexual violence in the church?
It's very important that he finally speaks out what was known among clerics a couple of years or 10 years or 20 years ago. It's not new that nuns went to public to claim their case. But finally, the top of the church realizes, okay, we have to face that. And I guess that this will be a signal to nuns all over the world to come up with stories.
What do you think, Amrita?
Terry, I have mixed feelings about what the Pope said, and that's because it's not that he came out and said this is a problem. It came out in a very by-the-way fashion, you know, on a press conference, on a plane, and when someone asked him a question and he made this admission. So I find that I'm glad that it's now on the agenda and people are talking about it, but it's the critical next step which is important for me. What happens next?
What happens next? We'll be getting around to that in just a moment, talking about what we can expect from that conference on sexual abuse that's going to be taking place at the Vatican next week. Philip, we've got the Pope now admitting, being asked a question and responding, it would seem, honestly, and admitting that indeed nuns have been the subject of sexual violence in the church. Were you surprised when you heard that?
No, I wasn't very surprised, but still it's a big scandal in the scandal itself.
So not surprised that this abuse has taken place. We've known about these accounts, these revelations for a long time, but that the Pope himself has finally said, yes, this happened, and he used pretty strong language to describe it.
Yeah, he's right. It's just terrific. It's horrible what we are seeing there, because nuns are devoted their whole lives to the gospel and are seen as a kind of innocent group within the church, more or less. And if these innocent people, as children are as well, is now misused, that's a horrible story.
It's important to listen to exactly what the Pope said. As Amrita pointed out, he was responding to a question that was put to him on a plane during his recent trip to the Arabian Peninsula. Let's listen to exactly what the Pope had to say in his statement.
Ci sono stati sacerdoti,
priests and even bishops have done this, and I think it is still taking place. A problem doesn't go away just because you've become aware of it. I cannot say this is not happening in my house. It is happening. Should we do more to stop it? Yes. Do we have the will to do more? Yes, we do.
Pope Francis there saying not only that that this abuse took place, but there have been priests and bishops who have committed sexual abuse against nuns, and this abuse is continuing. We're not talking about historical sexual abuse here, which is what we hear about in the news, about cases dealt with from long ago. We're talking about an ongoing phenomenon, the Pope himself talking about an ongoing abuse of nuns. What are the implications of that, Claudia?
Well, I hope it has implications to the future. I hope he is willing to open the archives and to name the perpetrators, name who did these abuses and who were and who are the ones who covered these abuses. And what there were shocking embarrassment, sentences of "we are so shocked, we are so embarrassed" by many bishops over the past years, and even by Pope Francis, but nothing really happened.
In fact, it's not just a historical record, Terry. I mean, you actually have abuse going on right now. In India, there was a huge scandal last year when a nun came out, and she's been accusing a bishop of raping her 13 times over 2 years. She went to all the authorities within the church. No one did a thing. And she finally went to the police. Mm. And now this bishop has been removed from his position, but he was arrested. He's out on bail. But this needs to be investigated, what's happening right now.
Yeah, I found it very courageous of these nuns, of this nun especially, to go to the public and to go to the police. Because I always, I met a lot of nuns who were very humble and obedient whenever a priest came around the corner. Although these are tough ladies who are very tough towards the outer world, but very humble when the priest comes. So I think this is a very big step for a nun.
It's a male-dominated hierarchy.
Yes.
Let's you know, be open about that in the Catholic Church. And nuns are expected to show deference, it would seem. Philip, this admission from the Pope didn't come out of nowhere. There have been allegations about sexual violence committed by clerics against nuns going on for years. And not just from Europe, but also from India, from Africa, from Latin America. But only now is the Church, or at least the Pope, coming out and admitting it. Why now?
Well, I think the pressure is so high, and maybe also the thinking that now is the best time, or at least it must be done. Something must to be done, because, for example, here in Germany, we had this huge investigation last year, which the investigation alone took by scientists took about, I think, 5 years to just do it. And these kind of investigations by the clergy itself or by the state, as in Ireland, was taking place since about 20 years. If you think about the sex abuse in the United States, and they had the first cases and the first studies there 20 years ago. So I think just like always in the Vatican, it takes a long time to see the problems and to deal with that. And Pope Francis is quite known that he is trying to reform and also to speak up about the problems that the Church has. Sometimes he doesn't give a solution, but he is enforcing the discussion, and that's quite good. It's too late, but it's quite good that he does it.
So this pressure has been building for a long time, also building on the back of the investigations into the abuse of children, particularly dating back decades. But I just want to stay for a moment on this topic of nuns now coming out and this revelation. The organization representing the world's Catholic women's religious orders publicly denounced the, quote, culture of silence and secrecy that contributed to abuse and urged nuns to report abuse to law enforcement. Now, this is not just reporting it to church authorities. They are advocating mother's superior are advocating that the nuns go to the law enforcement authorities and not deal with this internally. Do you think that they will be more inclined, Amrita, to do this now?
You see, it all depends, because this nun in Kerala, in southern India, went to the police. But the only reason they took her complaint seriously is because other nuns joined her. And there was a protest of nuns joined by civil society activists. And many people describe it as a watershed moment for the Catholic movement in India, that these nuns came out publicly in protest in support of a nun who alleges she was abused for many years. And the police has taken up the case. So I think that many of the nuns feel that they do not get any support within the Catholic Church, despite what the pontiff has said, that they have to really look outside. But they need structures to support them within the church. And you have Catholic Women's Association saying women should be given more roles in decision-making bodies within the Catholic institutions, even if they're not formally inducted as priests or whatever, but that they should have a voice in decisions about the Catholic Church.
What do the two of you think about this point about nuns and perhaps others who have been victims of sexual abuse in the church now being more inclined not to just go to their superiors in the church to have this dealt with, but to actually go to law enforcement authorities? Do you think there is we're at a turning point where more of that is going to happen?
Well, I think it has to be the state in the end who has to act, because as we've seen in the last 20 years, the clergy or the hierarchy in the national churches around the world in many cases just denied that there is a problem. And only if the state is taking action, then you can be quite sure that something will happen. Will happen. In Italy, it might be, let's say in very Catholic countries, it might be a little bit different. But in the big countries who are not so dominated by a strong Catholic Church, I think the state is the institution who can work better.
Uh-huh. Well, I think this is a major step to encourage victims to go to the state and to have state investigations. And I mean the Congregation of Faith in Rome is very intransparent. And victims don't know what happens there. If there is an investigation, what happens to their files? Where are their files? And as long as this is so, as long as there is no control over the Congregation of Faith, what else can victims do?
There's one case even in the Congregation of Faith itself, because one of the leading persons there was accused by a German nun that he was sexually embarrassing her in the church itself, in a church. So I think we can see that at the moment the misuse scandal is heading to the center of the church itself, also to the, let's say, very conservative circles within the church. And that's very important, because all the conservatives in the church for many years said, well, that's... the misuse scandal, the sex abuse scandal is just a minor problem only with some of
the priests. This is the outcome of a liberal stream within the church.
We've heard a clip earlier from the Pope, how he has responded to the allegations, but I'd like to bring in the voice of a victim. We've got a clip I'd like to play from Doris Reisinger. She's a former nun who was abused by clerics and has written about her experience. This is what she had to say in an exclusive interview with DW.
Nuns have been sexually abused at convents. Some became infected with HIV. They were forced to leave the convent and were transferred to developing countries. Some nuns became pregnant, and they and their children were put out onto the streets. Some were forced to undergo abortions done by amateurs and later died. I demand compensation for all of those nuns and a full and independent investigation.
So the former nun, Doris Reisinger, there advocating two things in that statement. She's saying compensation should be given to the victims of this abuse, and there should be independent investigations. We've already started talking about that a little bit. How likely is it that these two things, compensation and investigations, will be forthcoming?
You know, Terry, for me, I think compensation is a secondary thing at the moment. The main thing is the investigation and acknowledging that this abuse is taking place as a crime. I think within the Catholic Church, there's still a kind of tendency to say that it's a sin, but it's not a crime. The letter that the Pope sent last August after the abuse scandal of children came out, and he asked, for everyone to pray and to fast about the sin which is taking place. It's not a sin, it's a crime. And therefore, your earlier question that Catholic nuns who are being abused have to actually go to law enforcement agencies. So I think the main thing first is to acknowledge and accept that this crime is happening, and then one can talk of compensation.
But when you look at the church itself and the way they've dealt with the scandals and allegations in the past, there is a tendency to try to keep it within the house, to keep this internally and deal with it internally. This pressure to do so is going to continue within the institution, at least, even as we're hearing calls for criminal investigations. Is there much faith within the Catholic Church for the church to actually investigate these crimes itself and deal with them properly?
Well, I don't have this faith, actually.
You yourself are Protestant.
I'm Protestant, yes. But here in Germany, the abuse scandal popped up in 2010. And we had this report last year and have seen that not much did happen in between. They had this report, but only because of the pressure from outside, from public, from the victims. If you would not have this pressure from outside, I don't think that much would happen.
Philip, you are Catholic, I understand. That's your
Catholic
faith.
Yeah.
You're a member of the Catholic Church. How do you see this? I mean, what is it? When you look at your institution that you're a part of and you witness the suffering of the people who have gone through these horrible abuses, do you think the church itself can deal with it, or should it move beyond that?
The church can deal with it if the church is ready to reform itself. And the pressure we are talking now, at least in Germany, about celibacy, so the obligation for the priest not to get married. We are talking about the homophobia in the church. We are talking about women getting priests in the Catholic Church. I think this, as also the study last year in Germany has shown, all these problems in the church are the ground on which the sex abuse scandal was ready to grow. So it's very... the church is 2,000 years old and has reformed itself, let's say, 100 times. Not always in big steps, but step by step. Mm. And I'm quite sure that the Catholic Church will survive this sex abuse scandal, but it can only survive if it's ready to reform itself.
We have an interesting situation here, because this is something that's happening within the institution of the Catholic Church, which itself, in history, at least in European history, was part of the governing apparatus. Now we have a separation of church and state for quite a long time. The state is obliged to investigate crimes when these crimes have been brought to their attention. Should the state be taking a more proactive role, going into these churches, looking through records, asking victims who've made allegations and investigating these in a proactive way? What do you think, Amrita?
I think that would be actually quite difficult. I'm not kind of very up to how the church hierarchy works, but I think to get the state peering into religious organizations, say in a country like India, which is really multi-religious and you have different religions, I think there's a big separation between what happens in religious terms. But I would see the hope really lies in people from within these organizations turning to the state and say, help us, we need your help in terms of, you know, criminal prosecutions or taking up cases, rather than the other way around, that the state goes into these organizations and say, we want to check up on you and what are you up to?
Well, I think the church has, the state has to do it, because these are criminal fines, and so there's an obligation of the state to go into the archives of the church. The separation of the church and the state here in Germany isn't complete. There are so many fields where they are working together, and therefore I think the state has to take action also, although the church will not like it, that's for sure.
Well, it does. Here in Germany, the government has one team who is responsible for the prevention of sexual abuse of children. And this team is pushing the churches in the past 9 years and pushing them to investigate their cases. And now the Protestant Church asks for help with this governmental team for their investigations. So as a government, you should argue with the churches and push them and put a continuous pressure on them. And then finally, together, there could be investigations.
There is this conference happening next week in the Vatican. The Pope has called on bishops from around the world to come together and talk about how to prevent sexual abuse in the church moving forward. What can we expect to come out of that? Starting with you.
I expect a lot of talk, Terry. You know, a lot of talk about what we should do and what we shouldn't do and whatever. But I'm just waiting for action. You know, and I think it's really important that we empower women who are in positions where they can be abused. I went to Catholic schools all my student life. I was, you know, I had nuns around me, nuns who were compassionate, principled, upright, and they were leaders. And they taught us girls also to be leaders. I didn't realize at that point that they were actually subject to a hierarchy, which was all male, and some of these men used that power to abuse them. So for me, I think we have to empower these women and not see them as victims, provide institutions where they feel they can get people to help them if they're in a position of vulnerability against sexual predators. But I want action, not just a lot of chat and a lot of discussion, or how sad it is, how bad it is, and, you know, we must do something. They have to be kind of a 10-point list. This is what we're going to do. That's what I would like, but I am afraid
that's what I would like too. But I guess there will be a lot of talk, yeah. But maybe this talk is important for countries where they still say, we have no problem with this topic, and we don't talk about sexuality, and there's nothing to talk about. And for these countries, like Uganda or Asian countries, this conference might be a signal. Yes, we all have to talk about it, at least. But for Germany, I don't know. We're a bit ahead already within this discussion. So I don't know.
Ahead in the discussion, but are you
in the discussion? Yeah.
But again, you're still talking about it.
There were some things which were in the last year made. There were some rules for, let's say, the young priests in the seminaries, how they have to behave, what kind of people these young priests must be. There were some rules if there's anything happening in the parish, then you have to go quite directly to, let's say, to the bishop or to the police. Therefore, you can't say that nothing happened in the last 9 years, but I think Claudia is right. The conference in Rome will be, I think, very important for all the countries, all the bishops from that countries who say, we don't have a problem, and this is a problem, let's say, of the North or the Western with their liberal thoughts. I think this myth will be over then.
But, Philip, in a lot of Asian countries, these allegations of abuse have come out, you know, not just in India, but Bangladesh, Myanmar, Philippines, and China. So the awareness is there. And I think the ethical things are quite correct. Everyone knows it's going on. But it's just how much you cover up.
Yeah, the covering up is, I think, a very, very difficult topic. And it's always a danger in a big institution who is considering itself as kind of holy, that they are ready to say, no, we are not holy, we are sinners, and they are perpetrators within our circle. This has a lot to do with the glorification of the priests in the Catholic Church, that they seem to be something different, something higher than the normal Christian.
I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. That's been an invigorating discussion. Of course, it's going to continue, and we will be looking very closely to see what comes out of that conference at the Vatican next week. Stay tuned to Deutsche Welle. You'll be informed about it here as well. I want to thank our guests, Philip Gessler, Claudia Keller, and, of course, my colleague Amrita Chima for being with us. And thank you for tuning in to Quadriga. Hope you'll join us again next week.